good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, over the weekend, President Trump spent the time soliciting opinions from dozens of people about what he should do, but said that you can't go wrong with any of the four finalists to be a Supreme Court nominee. Meanwhile, U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told the president this past week that judges Raymond Catledge and Thomas Hardiman presented the fewest obvious obstacles to being confirmed to replace Anthony Kennedy.
Well, Hardiman was the number two guy, David, after Gorsuch. And the betting among many people is that he's going to be it. But there's a temptation, obviously, on the president's part to nominate a woman because, you know, he is seen, of course, as a guy who doesn't think much of women based on his record of incredible chauvinism. So one would think that anything can happen here. He's a showman. He loves to keep people in with a sense of anticipation. I don't know what to tell you except that we're going to have a very conservative court for a long time to come. Now, there will be a huge fight over this nomination. We always knew there would be, and I'm thinking that the spotlight will be on Susan Collins and a couple of her colleagues, and there will be a huge push on. John McCain can't vote. That brings it to 50-50. So this is really something.
Speaking of, the Brexit minister,
David Davis,
from Britain, has abruptly resigned, Alan. The result is, according to the Washington Post, throwing Theresa May's government into complete turmoil.
Well, obviously, there's a sense on this guy's part that what's happening is that the May government has basically sold out and made conditions that will be too favorable to Europe. And he doesn't want that and is making it clear that he doesn't want it. Says that he's all for May, but that he can't stand to be part of this. I think there's a good deal of England has real buyer's remorse that they did this in the first place. And obviously there'll be a very large price to pay. So what they get is they get their own country without having to knuckle under to EU demands. On the other hand, is sovereignty worth that price in terms of having to go it alone?
Ugly Albany on display in federal trials and pension ruling. This is from Jesse McKinley in the New York Times, Alan, someone who you've spoken to. The issue, of course, are these trials, the Dean Skelos and his son Adam retrial in Manhattan, as well as the Buffalo Billions trial.
Well, David, look, the idea of this trial is fascinating. They lost the last time. Both Skelos and his son, Adam, were convicted, and so they had to try something different. And the difference is, obviously, to put him on the stand. Now, we're going to see, as the trial continues, whether or not that was a smart strategy. Because while he may have gotten some very high marks for pathos, he cried on the stand, we are told, and said he was just trying to help his son, something that most people can relate to. But the son had been threatening people and had been counseled by no lesser luminaries than Alphonse D'Amato and was told that his behavior was terrible. He didn't show up that much. He didn't work hard. And this is something that people can also understand. Now, because he's testifying, that means the prosecution gets a chance to ask him any question they want. And that is generally thought to be one of the reasons that you don't put your defendant on the stand.
We witnessed the resignation of EPA Chief Scott Pruitt for a number of ethics violations. The Times says may rise again in Oklahoma for many his home state. Pruitt's rollback of environmental rules and his loyalty to the oil and gas industry count for more than any ethical issues they see as liberal exaggerations.
Well, it could be. This is a guy who stayed in that office for a long time, despite the fact that there were allegations of getting a discounted apartment and so many other things that were brought up against him. There were several investigations going on. But when he goes back to Oklahoma, they may play by a separate set of rules, and that may benefit him. Look, he was the attorney general who brought all these cases against the government and the Obama administration on climate change and things like that, and it was disgraceful because we were having the hottest summer ever around the world, and we all know it. But some people think that if you're going to go down, you got to protect your interests, even if it kills your kids and your grandchildren.
The editorial today in the Times has to do with why NATO matters, Alan. The allies are looking with dread to this week's summit as President Trump continues his campaign to undermine a decades-old partnership.
Comes down, David, to the art of the deal. He says, look, you got to pay more, and we're going to make you pay more, and we don't care. We shouldn't have to handle the whole thing. In the meantime, he's about to meet with, of all people, Vladimir Putin. Can you believe it? The heart of this investigation is the relationships of the Trump campaign with the Russians, and he goes and he has a major meeting. I believe this will be his third with Putin. It has to raise an awful lot of eyebrows.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
And I'm sorry I woke up with a cold.
Oh,